But God wot what that May thought in her heart when she saw him up sitting in his shirt, in his nightcap, and with his neck lean. She praiseth not his playing worth a bean. Then said he thus, "My rest will I take, now day is come, I may no longer wake." And down he laid his head, and slept till prime. And afterwards, when that he saw his time, up riseth January. But fresh May held her chamber unto the fourth day, as usage is of wives for the best. For every labourer some time must have rest, or else long may he not endure. That is to say, no live creature, be it of fish, or bird, or beast, or man. Now will I speak of woeful Damien, that languisheth for love, as you shall hear. Therefore I speak to him in this manner. I say, "O silly Damien, alas, answer to my demand, as in this case. How shalt thou to thy lady fresh May tell thy woe? She will always say nay. Eke if thou speak, she will thy woe bewray. God be thy help, I can no better say. This sick Damien in Venus' fire so burneth that he dieth for desire, for which he put his life in aventure. No longer might he in this wise endure, but privily a penner gan he borrow. And in a letter wrote he all his sorrow, in manner of a complaint or a lay, unto his fair fresh lady May. And in a purse of silk hung on his shirt he has it put, and laid it at his heart. The moon, that at noon was thilke day that January has wedded fresh May in two of Tour, was into Cancer gliden. So long has May in her chamber abiden, as custom is unto these nobles all. A bride shall not eaten in the hall till day four, or 3 days at the least, if passed been. Then let her go to feast. The fourth day complete from noon to noon, when that the high mass was y done, in hall sit this January and May, as fresh as is the bright summer's day. And so befell how that this good man remembered him upon this Damien, and said, "Saint Mary, how may it be that Damien attendeth not to me? Is he I sick, or how may this betide?" His squires, which that stooden there beside, excused him because of his sickness, which letted him to do his business, no other cause might make him tarry. "That me forthinketh," quod this January, "he is a gentle squire by my truth. If that he died it were harm and ruth, he is as wise, discreet, and eke secree as any man I wot of his degree, and thereto manly and eke serviceable, and for to be a thrifty man right able. But after me, to soon as ever I may, I will myself visit him, and eke May, to do him all the comfort that I can." And for that word him blessed every man, that of his bounty and his gentleness he would so comfort in his sickness his squire, for it was a gentle deed.